proclamation number 7465 dated the November 28, 1959. Who was embedded in Adam? Second. You can come to me in every adversity, whether you are troubled by earthly or spiritual matters, for I love you and gladly want to grant your wishes. My spirit of eternity impelled me to create. My love was greater than great, my wisdom unsurpassed and my power infinite. Love, however, was strength which wanted to become effective, which wanted to express itself. It wanted to create things which, in turn, gave me an abundance of pleasure. Unable to give itself away, my love looked for a vessel to pour itself in, that is, it created its own vessel, since apart from me nothing existed which could have caught my immense flow of love in order to experience its bliss. And from within myself I externalized this vessel as a light-natured being, as my image. The fact that the same creative spirit and creative will was just as inherent in this being as in me myself was inevitable, or it would not have been in my imager. It was actually my will that the being should feel the same bliss of the creative act, and therefore countless similar natured beings came forth from our mutual strength of love of will, a creative act which can only be hinted at to you humans but not explained in depth. But now you must distinguish between my living creations, which emerged from my strength and the being's will, and the first created being, which my love alone externalized from me. This being, Lucifer, had the right to be regarded as a godlike being until it fell. I had placed it by my side and merely required it to acknowledge me myself, that is, to acknowledge that I created it out of my strength, and it would have remained the most blissful being which could have created and worked next to me as a true image which was entirely permeated by my strength, with the exception that due to this permeation of strength it was dependent on me. However, this would have been a dependence which the being would never have needed to feel, had it continued to share the same will and the same profound love as mine. It did not comply with my request, it refused to acknowledge me as the source of strength and thus descended into the deepest abyss. It also took many followers along, beings, which a mutual love and strength and will had created. The path my first created being takes is entirely its own choice. The path of the spiritual beings he pulled down into the abyss with him is subject to my will, that is, I prepared a path for these fallen beings on which they can and will return to me, the creator and origin of eternity. Lucifer, too, would have been able to take the same path, which Roman I, in my wisdom, recognized as being successful. However, I once created him as a completely free being, and as a completely free being he has to take the path of return independently. He was in my image, he was not in a state of dependence on me, because love would never have allowed for a lessening of strength on my part. He was my image whose free will I respect, regardless of how wrongly directed it is. I will not force him in any way, and I will wait until he voluntarily starts his return to me. But as yet he is far from it. And if it is said, Lucifer incarnated himself in Adam, then it relates to the evil which can be found in all fallen beings. His satanic spirit, thus everything opposed to God, must go through the embodiment as a human being, and thus Adam, i.e., the embodied original spirit within him with all its evil instincts and inclinations, also had to take a boat in the human form in order to discard this satanic spirit, in order to completely turn to me again, whom he, as a human being, was certainly able to recognize as his God and creator of eternity. Even Lucifer would have had to take the path through matter, through all creations. Should a human form be available for the purpose of a continued re-transformation towards me? For as still utterly untamed spirit would have burst every form, as indeed was the case when he entered the first form in order to test it. It only consisted of soft and compliant matter which would have been unable to contain my first created being's untamed spirit, whereas Adam's original spirit had already sufficiently matured so that he felt comfortable in this form up to a point, and he would certainly have been able to resist the temptations Lucifer employed in order to regain the fallen brother who was fast approaching the goal. Lucifer was my adversary, and he still is and will remain so until the very last spiritual being he pulled down with him into the abyss starts on the path of return to me. Only then will he, too, change his mind and voluntarily hand himself over to me, but it will still take eternities until this goal is reached. Amen.